You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is November 15th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. On Thursday, November 9th, in his State of the City address, Kitchener Mayor Barry Verbanovich announced new incentives to build affordable housing. Starting in 2024, the City of Kitchener, with the help of the federal government, will offer incentives to build not-for-profit, supportive, and affordable rentals or affordable co-op units. The initiative is meant to help construct more than 500 new affordable housing units and will cost over $5 million. Here, Mayor Verbanovich describes the program.
Starting in 2024, a $5,000 per unit matching grant funded by the federal government and the City of Kitchener, plus a no-interest loan of an additional $5,000 per unit, will be made available to assist with more than 500 new affordable housing units. Funding will help cover early project costs for developments that provide non-for-profit supportive, affordable rental or affordable co-op housing units, and will also help enable housing permissions to permit 4 units on residential lots citywide.
This housing announcement comes on the heels of last week's announcement by Federal Minister Sean Fraser that $42.4 million of funding from the Government of Canada's Housing Accelerator Fund will fast-track the construction of 1,200 new local homes by early 2027. The Housing Accelerator Fund was launched by the federal government in March of this year to assist municipalities to increase the housing supply.
As Minister Sean Fraser pointed out when he announced our funding last week, Kitchener will have the most significant growth rate of any Accelerator Fund applicant in Canada.
Other announcements the mayor made in his address include changes to the community centre model to reflect changing and more diverse neighbourhoods and to help newcomers become more connected to the community. The mayor talked about the city's efforts to build a creative and ideas hub downtown and also announced a new relationship structure between the city and local performing arts organizations.
We're also reigniting this city by breathing new life into culture and entertainment. And let me be clear, we're not just talking about it, we're actively making it happen. The city is taking on a new leadership role to support city-owned performing arts and entertainment facilities. The Centre in the Square, the Odd, the Registry Theatre, and the Conrad Centre for the Performing Arts. This means working with our valued venue operators and community partners in the arts and culture space on shared services, operational support, and promotion.
Well, the mayor discussed details about housing, the idea hub, the environment, and changes to community centres and the relationship between the city and the performing arts institutions. He did not talk in detail about the affordability crisis or the growing homelessness crisis. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.